Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome in. It is NHL Free Agency Day. So we've got a lot, and it's going to be a show where fluid things occur, where it's ever-changing, always moving, news coming in, having to differentiate between fake news, real news, harder now with the way Twitter works. But we'll try to sift through it. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football, we're all back together on this Monday. Breaking news, Riley Smith, we barely knew thee. You didn't want to play for the Penguins. You sulked the entire year. You dogged it. If it were a Steelers player who did this, the guy would have been persona non grata. He would have been booed like crazy. He would have been public enemy number one on Twitter. Instead, got kind of a free pass. Only the Penguins diehards really crushed this guy. Some of the media did their part, like I think Yoey and Rossi. And we came on the air a few times and said, why isn't this guy more of a hated figure in Pittsburgh? He's out. And he's going to the Rangers for a second and fifth round pick. Malzi, I don't see any money being retained by the Penguins, so that means they just cleared $5 million in cap space. Here's my thing, though. What do they do with that money? We're 2 hours into this.
It's kind of a feeding frenzy.
I would have loved this trade at 10 a.m. I don't know what they're going to do with the extra $5 million at 2 p.m. All the big-name guys have signed. They're all gone.
Pony, I can tell you what they're going to do with $775,000 of that. Sign Ryan Shea to a one-year deal.
See, I actually like that move.
I like Ryan Shea. I'm
put
being
him back
semi-facetious.
With St. Ivany.
Yes. Well, I guess this has been, we've been watching TSN's coverage of this in the back while you and Donnie were breathlessly watching the Euro 2024.
A big shout out to France. That was a huge win, Don.
Correct.
To get through 1-0.
The Belgians. They make good
Jean-Claude
chocolate.
Jean-Claude Van
Damme,
not
waffles,
happy.
But
right
yes,
now.
Nothing else. So, obviously, it's been like this feeding frenzy. Guys like Biz Nasty and them are saying this has been an awesome start to free agency. They've spent so much money relative to what the league usually does. Like, there's actually big numbers getting thrown around. But I don't know about you. When I see Riley Smith for a second and a fifth, and then apparently no salary retention by the Penguins, so they get out from under it, really the second and the fifth is what's relevant to me there. You couple that with the moves that they have made. Shea is a good move. We all like that. I'm not going to mock that one at all.
Him and St. Ivany played well together.
Yeah, they were
hot down the stretch.
They were good. They were a good third pairing, I thought. Mack Hollowell, a guy who has played six NHL games, a right shot defenseman for $775,000, and then Matt Grizzlick, who is a left shot, undersized defenseman who's 30 years old for $2.75 million, which basically says what? P.O. Joseph, not going to make you that qualifying offer. And maybe they think Grizzlick's better suited to play for them. I don't know.
Why would they think that? He's older, and every
Pony,
playoff game Boston said, we'd rather have you watch the game
okay.
in the press box eating popcorn than play.
That's what a smart person
says.
But
he is from Boston, so that has Mike Sullivan thinking.
Do you not think that this is connected to them maybe being less bullish on P.O. Joseph? Just adding a left shot type of guy? adding two defensemen, really, one from each side.
I guess. I'll go back to what you said about Ryan Shea. I liked the way Joseph played the last 15 games of the year with Letang.
Pony, I did too.
He has not signed yet today.
I know.
So where's his money going to come in at?
So maybe they think, yeah.
They replaced him, who's young, with a 30-year-old who is smaller than Donnie. No offense.
Correct. Well, I guess my overall thought here is, though, whether people want to admit it or not, but I think most Penguins fans know this somewhere in their heart of hearts. This is the start of a rebuild. It's the start of a very long road.
It can't be a rebuild. You have Sidney Crosby.
It is, though. You can, okay, say it can't be. That doesn't mean it isn't, because it is. It's the start of Kyle Dubas right there. Did he not just talk out of both sides of his mouth in that clip? He said, you know, our goal is to always try to compete and everything else, but part of that is getting younger.
Yes, they're in no man's land. He's the Yoey article that was the preview of Penguins free agency said exactly that. Quote, many believe Dubas would blow up this Penguins roster if not for his respect for Sidney Crosby. Dubas would want to move the Penguins into full rebuild mode, but can't because of Sidney Crosby.
Oh, by the way, the Rangers' second round pick isn't till 2027 in that deal.
So
They don't have one till 2027. So they really got rid of the salary for a fifth and then way down the road a second.
Well, what are they going to do with the money? Because all these, they're going to have to make another trade. All the big free agent names are gone. I'm looking at the free agent rankings. I can go line by line, guy by guy. They've all signed with other teams. The top 20 or 25 free agents have all found new homes, Chris. So I don't really know. They're up to $10 million in cap space again. I have no clue what they're going to do with it. They were
some sort of trade that would allow them to take on a lot of money, but who's in the mood to trade some sort of big name?
And
yet?
Why would I want to take on a lot of money if it's an older player? Again,
which it would be if you were taking on a lot of money. Inherently,
they came into this free agency having missed the playoffs two straight years, and if you look at the team that won the Stanley Cup, I don't want to make this erudite or too analytical or technical. There's a stat called point shares, which is basically hockey's version of WAR. There was a 20-point share difference between the Penguins at the end of the year and the Panthers at the end of the year. To give you some context, Sidney Crosby is a 9 or 10-point share player. You are two Sidney Crosbys away from being a Stanley Cup contender.
And there are not two Sidney Crosbys, let alone one Sidney Crosby, let alone half a Sidney Crosby out there to sign at
this point.
So
Dubas, and he admitted as much at the draft. He said, I would not look at it as a successful year if we just made the playoffs next year. But at the same time, it looks like he's trying to build a team that just makes the playoffs and gets lucky because he still has Sidney Crosby on the roster, and he doesn't want Sidney Crosby skating around on a team that has one of the five worst records in the NHL.
So here's another question based on all
of this. So they've got 1 foot in rebuilding and 1 foot in deference and respect, out of respect for one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
Here's another thought. In Yoey's piece that laid out their current situation, he mentioned that they wanted to try to deal Tristan Jarry, but hadn't found any takers. And the same applied to Riley Smith.
And they're not going to find takers on Jarry.
Are they going to do the same thing they just did with Riley Smith? Sell him for pennies on the dollar just to get out from under the number? Then you'd have what? Potentially $14 or $15 million.
But again, the time to do that was at the draft and not now before the free agent spending started.
I'm merely saying Josh cited two players that they probably would be happy to, that they were happy to deal.
Yes.
And if they didn't find a trade partner for one, and then they eventually just cut them loose, what's to say they might not do it for the other guy too, just to get out from under it? They can say, my point here, maybe I didn't make it clearly enough or strongly enough. They can say all they want that it's not a rebuild. They can say all they want that it's not a successful season if they just make the playoffs. Actions speak louder than words. They're not spending money on big-name players. They just traded a guy who didn't want to be here but has a good NHL track record overall. He's a good player that teams win with. He just came from a cup winner to get here.
Mm-hmm.
They traded him for virtually nothing just to get out from the money. They just gave him away. It's a salary dump. Call it what it is. You can say, if you're the Penguins, that you are still in it to win it. Your actions and really reality, I think, suggest otherwise.
But I would disagree with you. They're not actually rebuilding because they're tradable players that would make you, that would allow for you to rebuild, getting young players and draft picks back. They're not trading.
Because your tradable players have no movement clauses.
And you're not approaching them about it either. So they're half-assing a rebuild
well, because for a long time their identity has been we have a core group of players that people love and we want to stick to those.
I know,
guys.
But hold on a second though. I have to at least say this. Can we blame them? Would you go to Sidney Crosby and say, "Hey Sid, we're not going to win a Stanley Cup with you. Probably doesn't make sense for us to re-sign you, so let's trade you and get what we can for you"? Would you do that?
Wasn't the time to do this a couple of years
ago? I'm saying right now, would you do that?
No, you're pot committed. Now so you're just playing the handout.
So then, how long do you play the handout for, though? You're saying you're rebuilding. If you're not trading your best players to get younger,
you're not rebuilding. They should be approaching Malkin specifically and Letang.
They're not doing that either.
I know. My point is they look like a franchise that can't decide what it wants to be and when it wants to start being that. And that is not a good place to be
in any sport. And let me ask you this question. How is that any different from when Ron Hextall was the GM?
It's not. But Ron Hextall was from the Flyers, so everyone really hated him.
We just got a guy from the Flyers in a trade who can't skate anymore, who might be Jeff Carter 2.0. But again, guess what? He's from Boston.
He's old. He's pretty slow. He's perfect for the Penguins. His best days.
Kevin Hayes is from Boston, and what's the defenseman who they just signed?
Grizzlick.
He's from Boston too, so he can get together and when they play on the road somewhere and they go out for karaoke night, Sullivan can grab Grizzlick and Hayes, and they can just sing this song together. Tessie is the royal root. You like this one, Donnie? I got stabbed at a Dropkick Murphys concert. Yeah, they can sing their Boston songs together. They can talk about Dunkin' Donuts. What else do Bostonians do? Fetishize Brady and Belichick. Talk about wicked pissers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Grizzlick is from Charlestown, which is like the part of Boston that you do not want to step foot in. That's where like they film all the movies at.
His nickname on Hockey Reference.
The Departed, Good Will Hunting.
His nickname is the Mayor of Boston. So no wonder why Mike Sullivan wanted him instead of P.O. Joseph.
Charlestown. Is it Charleston there, even though there's a W in there?
Nah, they say Charlestown.
Hey, Matt, you want to come over and watch some old episodes of Cheers?
Oof. I don't know that this is not a bummer because I feel like
You could say it's a bummer.
But if you watch them and you were willing to start being realistic and honest with yourself, you could see this coming. Like my father-in-law is over watching the boys today and he is a bigger Penguins fan than he is anything else. So is my brother-in-law, his son. And they're like really both plugged in, especially my brother-in-law. But my father-in-law goes, "Man, heard the station on the way over. You guys are crushing Dubas." And I laughed and said, "Well, what do you want us to do?" And then as I was leaving, he said, "Hey, try to be nice to those guys." I said, "Would you?" And he goes, "Not really." Like, so he knows. It was listening to a guy who's loved the Penguins his whole life and everything else just come to grips with in his way. He knows that it's over. He knows that the party that centered around Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, that rave, that party, that's over. They're all still here. The drinks are still getting poured, but no one's dancing anymore. Like, this feels like the entry to the dark ages.
But how would you feel if you're Crosby, and it's pretty much widely reported and out there, that the general manager thinks that the team isn't very good and can't go very far?
Yep.
And you're just like the impediment or the boulder that's in the way of him doing what he actually wants with the team.
Do you think Crosby...
That kind of describes Crosby, like, not in a positive connotation.
Do you think Crosby's aware enough to know that he, quietly behind the scenes, and I think FSG too, so I think they bear some brunt of this blame too. Do you think Crosby is introspective enough to know that he wanted Malkin and Letang kept, and that while he has continued to hold up his end of the bargain in terms of quality of play, Letang's been dinged up, Malkin just has, and I say this as a guy, we've got a lot of Malkin lovers here, I say this as a huge Malkin mark. He has declined precipitously in the last 12 months. Do you think Crosby understands that at least his tacit support, whether he went and finger-wagged them and told them to do it or not, is a reason why things...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are the way they are.
Is looking beyond like just the one season, and I wouldn't deem it a success if we got into the playoffs next year by a point. We want to get back to being a contender. I probably look at it in a much more, I mean, the coaches and the players have to look at it day to day. They're trying to win every day. I have to look at it with a much broader lens of, in Pittsburgh, to be a team that just squeaks in, I understand that would be nice to be in, but we want to be a contender. We have to put the work in and accrue the assets that are going to allow us to get there and do that. And that's going to be our focus. And then that'll be, and you know, we're going to try here. It's not that we're going to go into free agency and do nothing. We're going to try to get established guys on shorter term deals and come in and try to help. You know, and that'll be up to us to select the right players there. But for me, the major focus is trying to bring in players that are younger, hungrier, that can be with our club for a long time and help us in the long term.
Outline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider.
A little more breaking news about the Riley Smith deal. There is some salary retention, 25%.
So that's $1.25 million. So that means
five, yeah.
Yeah, so that means 3.75 cleared up, which gives them about
$8 to $9 million
in cap space. Yeah, stuck in the middle. You heard Kyle Dubas in that clip pretty much sound like a guy who discovered one of those self-help financial books in the offseason.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad or something like
something
that.
Something by Dave Ramsey.
Susie Orman or whatever her name
Where
was.
Now it's about being responsible with your money.
Cash is king.
And not, yeah, and making sure they're short-term, cheap deals and nothing that... No Ryan Graves deals is what he's saying.
Yeah,
he learned the error of his ways.
Too much.
He took a swing last year,
and it
didn't work
horribly.
And now he's completely shifted. They've done a total 180 on how they're trying to put a team together. They're not, Chris, I know you're saying rebuild, but they're not doing either. They're not rebuilding, and they're not competing for a championship.
There's something he
said. They are in the middle.
There's something he said in there that I think he claimed, you know, he doesn't want to be, but I think it's actually exactly what he's building towards. We don't want to be a team that sneaks into the playoffs by 1 point. That is exactly what he would like to be. We gave Neil Huntington tons of crap, and frankly, I think Charrington does the same thing with the Pirates.
Oh, so you think he's lying about that? You think he actually is trying to get in by the skin of his teeth?
Well, when you talk about, like bringing in guys who can maybe help you on short-term deals that tacitly are not really that expensive, you're automatically limiting the class of player you're actually going to be going after then. So you're hoping you can get these marginal upgrade veterans who maybe click in your system, the anti-Ryan Graves, and are just solid players for you. Dubas is not dumb. He knows that. Was he the guy who said goalies are voodoo? He knows that all it takes.
Okay, well then why give Tristan Jarry a five-year deal over $5 million?
Never made sense. Never made sense. I wish they would have traded him.
Is he smart? You're saying he's not a dumb guy.
He was one of those. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Glad you brought that up. I think he would ideally like to blow this thing up.
That's what Yoey wrote.
But the reason that
he can't because of Sid.
Not because of Sid only. The ownership group doesn't want to blow this team up. They want to try to get a competitor because
apparently they want to collect as many Boston guys as possible. Because, Donnie, can you see if any more Boston any more free agents are from Beantown? Let's see if there's any other eligible free agents out there they can bring in.
They want to. They probably know.
We could talk about what's the name of that college tournament.
The Bean Pot. Yeah. Donnie, can you name the four teams that play in the Bean Pot tournament?
I would go with Boston U.
One.
Boston College.
Two. Oh, man. He's halfway home.
I probably won't get the other two.
Think of a very famous university that's in Boston. My boys.
Harvard.
Yeah, okay. Oh, this is the toughie, though.
Is it?
I'm not even sure if I know the fourth school.
I'm pretty sure I've got it right here in my head.
I mean, is it like one of those like small schools in Boston, I assume? Or like is it on a similar level to...
It's a school that I think people have actually heard of before. It's a directional school. That gives Pony. Oh.
Is it Northeastern?
There it is.
Very good. So let me finish here. Like, I will just say, I do think that they want, in a perfect world, Dubas would blow it up. But I think ownership and the players don't want that to happen for various reasons, selfish or otherwise, or business related. So I think Dubas then is trying to do what he wants to do here, stockpile as many picks as possible. And hey, if they somehow sneak in because Sid continues to be brilliant and maybe Malkin and Letang and Carlson, the power play is better than it was last year, which would be hard to be worse. He knows that goalies can get hot randomly. Even if it ends up being Jari, who knows? He just gets on an all-time heater. They win a couple of rounds and suddenly people are a lot happier again because they at least won a playoff series or two. Like that would be conference finals, but you know what I mean. And I think he's trying to live in both worlds, even though I think Kyle Dubas's brain is firmly, like, if he is a doctor and he's evaluating the patient, he knows what they need, but they won't let him operate.
So Matt Venzel from the Post-Gazette, who covers the Penguins, is speculating that he thinks the cap space could be used to bring in Jeff Skinner, who the Sabres bought out.
Mm-hmm.
And Skinner is, we know, very small.
Not a big man.
24 goals, 22 assists last year. He is 32 years old. He is a left winger. You can put him on Sid's left wing, which apparently is another thing they want.
Is he going to be looking for a massive payday if they bought him out, though? Or is he going to go to a situation where maybe he can... Because that's the other thing. They're not a desirable situation like they used to be.
How about playing with Sid?
That's still desirable. Don't
Well, that's where he'd play.
Okay, but is it desirable when you compare it to a team that might have a spot for him on one of their top two lines?
I think it's more desirable for Skinner than it is for me as a Penguins fan.
My point is, if he was going to, if it was like the Penguins or name any handful of Easter, who just lost a left wing via a trade rights deal?
I feel like Carolina's lost about all their team. He could maybe go back there.
Right. You can always go home again. I don't know. Like, I just.
That doesn't do much for me because it's the same thing. It's more guys in their 30s. He's been a good player for a long time, but how does he really move the needle for them? Does he get them to a point where they're a fringe playoff team and they're just good enough now? You swap out Riley Smith for him, it's enough of an upgrade where they become a playoff team? I guess that's conceivable. And but yes, we've seen hockey luck, dumb luck, puck luck in the playoffs where lower seeds, we didn't see it this year, but most years there's a random team. The bottom line for me with Dubas is, it feels to me like his best case scenario is this team surprisingly contends and competes, but he does very little in the way of bringing in players this offseason to make that happen.
He just says, well, no, I think if I were going to distill it down to one sentence about how they would surprisingly compete, their power play is better. That's it. The power play that they brought in Erik Karlsson to run performs at a higher level and they make the playoffs.
I'm saying he doesn't throw money and resources at this year's team.
Yeah,
if they do it, great.
To.
If they don't, he's fine with that too. Because he's not going anywhere.
Nope.
He's got no jobs. No one's got job security questions with them. Sullivan's a Boston guy, so he gets to coach as long as he wants. Plus, he's the Olympic coach now. They're not firing him.
Nope.
Dubas, they just brought in on a long-term deal and had to pay him out the ass. The Malkin's on a no-movement clause. Letang's on a no-movement clause. Russ's on a no-movement clause. I think Raquel's got at least a modified no-movement clause.
Club
not
Med,
a full
baby.
Thing.
You're a member for life. What about, like, in the NWO, Donnie? What about Starkey, who said, trade for Evander Kane? Now, I brought that up to you, and you said he and Sid are not exactly pals.
They're not.
Evander Kane. And also, you want to talk about an erratic presence if he's not playing well. I would say that Evander Kane qualifies as such.
I just, it's another guy in their 30s, and I will say, don't you think if someone who was a win away from winning the Stanley Cup wants to get somebody off their roster and they're not losing him in free agency where money is the issue and they're just like, well, please take this player.
Also, doesn't he not want him anymore? Doesn't he not want to move his no movement clause?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's also the case with him, is that he has one and he doesn't want to waive it. They're just, I feel like we are all, not flailing. I think we're on point here. Don't get me wrong. But I think there is like a bit of overall flailing at, like, this is what it looks like when a team that, for most of our listeners who are maybe us, our age or younger, has been competitive almost the entirety of their lives. This is what it looks like when a team really doesn't have another play available to them. It's just, it's jarring for people to see the Penguins look like one of the NHL's middle tier rank and file teams and operate as such.
Other end of the scale, that's what you like so far. What did you not like? What is your number one Boudreaux of the day?
I got a couple Boudreaux's, but I'm still, even though they just made a move and got rid of a player, like Pittsburgh, come on. Sidney Crosby is signing. He's there. You got Malkin, you got Letang for years, and you're doing nothing. Like, I mean, you went and got Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes was sat out by St. Louis at the end of the year. He's not somebody that's going to really improve your team. So, I mean, Matt Grizzlick was being sat out as a healthy scratch in Boston. I don't know how much he's going to help. Now, I mean, I want to see Pittsburgh. It's synonymous with the last 18 years. With being a chance to win the cup.
That is Bruce Boudreaux. I remember him from our feuds with the Capitals and coaching that 09 team and having barbecue sauce all over his face during the Winter Classic 24/7 behind the scenes documentary series. He was a portly fellow. He could probably use some Awaken 180 in his life. Apparently, his disdain for the Penguins has continued into working for NHL Network. But guess what? In this case, I get it. You know, it's like there are mixed messages being sent. Even the commissioner speaks that way. There's doublespeak. There's, we'd like to get younger and rebuild, but we can't because of Sidney Crosby. So they are just trying to do both at one time. But their actions, of course, their actions actually make me think that they're not really willing to rebuild because they keep acquiring guys in their 30s. Kevin Hayes is 32 years old. He was a good player 5 years ago.
Isn't that part of a rebuild, though, where you're acquiring guys who at least have name recognition but aren't very good?
So what, they're tanking? I think
there's a quiet...
A tacit tank?
There's a tacit... Yes, I think there could be a tacit tank happening. This is Dubas, four-dimensional chess tanking here.
Do you know who Danny Sheary is? He is a Penguins analyst. He calls himself a semi-retired hockey coach.
I always pronounced it as Shirey.
Shirey, okay.
Because his Twitter handle, I think, is Shirey Irving.
Danny Shirey? Oh, that's creative, I guess.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He tweets, Kyle Dubas is either lying about trying to make the Penguins competitive, or he's just not a remarkable GM.
I think he's definitely lying. Definitely lying. So it sounds
How do you think that makes Sid feel?
Again, I go back to, does Sid not realize that what touched a lot of this off was making sure that his guys got extensions with no
because I think
clauses.
He still believes his guys are great. I still think he believes Malkin, Letang, and those guys can still get it together. Malkin had a down year, still at 27 goals. Letang had some, you know, battled through
the
things.
The only thing
Carlson
you can say,
will bounce back next year.
The only thing you can say, and maybe I'm underselling this, but maybe I'm not. The only thing you could say about them is that if they had a league average power play, they are a playoff hockey team. A league average.
If they have a league average power play, are they a contender to win the Stanley Cup?
They're at bare minimum in the playoffs. I don't think that they win it, but they might win a round.
If they're that close, and they should be, to Boudreaux's point, they should be doing more to try to make this team better. If the Stanley Cup makes them a playoff team overnight, then all right, that's fixed. You've got David Quinn here now.
But that's not as simple as saying that. You know why? One of the reasons that they're maybe just the power play away is because their captain was almost impossibly great for another year in his now late 30s. When do guys just fall off a cliff? There's a reason that most teams that win the cup have their players in their late 20s.
I would not bet on him to do it.
Okay, what about Malkin? You said he had a down year. What if this year's down year is 17 goals?
Possible. He's
going
to be 38.
What if Letang gets hurt again? What if Carlson
possible.
Doesn't
Possible. He's
going to
be 37.
What if Carlson
also
never
possible.
Clicks? Where is their guy other than, okay, Bunting is promising because he's going to be in front of the net and he's going to be a harassing element for their offense. for their attack and for their power play. That's good. What else?
Raquel had wrist injury. Maybe he comes back from that and he gets
Sullivan suddenly trusts every one of these young guys, or starts trusting young guys who show that they deserve to be trusted sometime before the last 15 games of the season. That'd be nice.
Here's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, this might be the dumbest question you guys had asked for a while, but after Sidney is gone and retired, is there any chance that Pittsburgh loses this franchise?
No, because their lease is till when? It was like a 30-year lease that they signed in 2010, I think.
The arena's not new, per se, but it's not old. It's not like a Civic Arena situation,
Ron. 15 years old, so they're, I think they're locked in there for, I want to say, 15 more years off the top of my head.
Do you think that could happen after 15 years? Because there really is no draw right now on the roster in the Farm League or in the NHL.
It's not a dumb question, because I think it gets me to this point, Ron. I think there has been, from every ownership group, and now FSG, they're not dumb people up there. They observe the property that they're buying in terms of the Penguins.
Well, it is a dumb question, because the Penguins aren't moving. They're not moving, like the Arizona Coyotes.
Think about
how many times that had to fail before they finally moved to Utah.
Yes, they're not going to move
to
Kansas
City. So that part of
it
is dumb.
But my point in bringing it up in extending it is to say this. I do think that ownership is motivated by probably the knowledge that when this team didn't have a major draw after they traded Jágr, they couldn't draw flies. They couldn't draw flies.
Well,
if they
were excrement.
Well,
this ownership group doesn't know that.
You don't think that they've studied the past and are at least aware of it? Come on.
Possibly.
These people don't make money because they're just complete idiots. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about, at least. They know the property that they bought. That's my point. When you have either Lemieux or Jágr or Crosby, you are a sellout draw.
Fair enough, but then if I'm Kyle Dubas, I don't really like the situation if I'm being dictated who stays and who goes based on who brings people into the arena or not. Let me build a good team that puts fannies in seats, not the names on the back of the uniforms.
Dubas, how much is his deal for?
It's probably like $5 or $6 million a year, maybe even more.
5 or 6 million reasons to grit his teeth and do his best.
Justin is next. Hello, Justin.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My thoughts here, honestly, are Cal Dubas is running this like my 12-year-old plays NHL or Madden, trading for 27 second-round picks and taking on a bad asset to add on all these draft picks. Like he's going to turn around and trade 16 draft picks in the future to pick people up, or you're going to build with these picks. I mean, it is what it is. I guess I kind of get it, but this seems like the way you do a video game, not how you're going to really go out there and try to make a winner.
This is how you rebuild. This is how you do, you start to do a rebuild, or it's how you do a rebuild, Justin, when you have so many guys that you would otherwise want to move in a true rebuild, but that you are literally unable to unless they waive a no movement clause. You sign that many guys with that many no movement clauses, you lock yourself in and say, this is who we are and this is who we intend to be.
Do you hear yourself? Something has changed here in people. Even last offseason, after missing the playoffs for 1 year, there were still fans who thought, as long as you have Sid, you owe it to him and everybody around him to do whatever you can to win the Stanley Cup. So go get Erik Karlsson. Bring in the Norris Trophy winner. Give him the $10 million a year. Lock him in for the next few years. Do it. Go for it. All of those things. And you and others have now shifted to, that ain't happening. We're never going to win with this group.
There's definitely some prisoner of the moment, having watched them be so enraging on the power play and having watched directly the moves that the GM made, Graves blow up in his face, Karlsson just not ignite the power play, whether he was an okay player otherwise, especially later in the year. There's definitely some of that, but for me, it's also rooted in, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. You've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row, and again, I will stress this, your entire core isn't getting younger. It's not like they're all 6 years younger than they were, early 30s or late 20s, and you can say, okay, we've had two weird hiccups. Let's get back after it.
Bob is next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Bob.
The only fix I see is getting this little team of Viagra, because they're all soft. And if Sullivan did even get a player and it wasn't soft, he wouldn't play him. I don't see no future as of now.
Bob, where do you come down on Viagra?
I've tried it. Don't need it right now, though.
Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, you don't come down on Viagra. I think you go up. I think that's how that's supposed to work.
You ever try it?
No.
Donnie?
Has the story been told on the air? Didn't one former fan host
have an issue with it?
He was trying to impress a pretty new girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is It is a miracle worker. I'll just say that. It really is. It's a hell of a drug.
Who are you, Rick James?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.